Ladies and gentlemen, we do thank you very much for your attention, and now we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the takeoff. Welcome aboard.
What's up, sickos? Welcome to episode 11 of the Homesick Podcast. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2019. I'm currently in West Virginia visiting family and friends, working on the van, getting ready to head back to Colorado. This episode I recorded about 3 weeks ago, the night that I left Los Angeles to head back this way. We recorded with Josh from London and Zach from Australia, who was in the last episode, if you checked that out. And this was our last night hanging out, so we just wanted to kind of fuck around a bit, have some fun, and, record something that we could all look back on in a few years and reminisce a little bit. So, that's why I'm putting this out as a bonus episode. I don't know if anybody else will enjoy it enough to listen the whole way through, but if you do, great. If not, perfect. Anyway, here's one for the boys. Cheers, fellas.
That is like better than sex, isn't it? Like, I would fucking...
It's a lot cheaper.
Fuck me, that was fun.
You got your beer.
Yeah, mate.
Throw the stool over there for Josh.
Cheers, mate. Let me close this door.
Yeah, it's cold as fuck.
Oh, man. Fabulous pants part two.
He's got new pants.
Yeah, mate.
After you got called out for being a champion last night.
A champion. Did I say it like that? Is that like why he's
thinking of it? Yeah, he was making fun of
you. Did you do it sound like that?
So when I say champion, it sounds like champion.
Yeah, a little bit.
You got a weird one.
I could see the joke had some basis in reality. That's what you're asking.
Thanks for confirming.
We need brighter.
Yeah. I want to see your two beautiful faces. But I never see either of you again.
All right.
We'll try and make that happen.
Oh, shit. Sure. You definitely should.
Yeah.
I had the best day today.
It's
fucking
Disneyland.
Yeah, have it was you? So fun.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't put that in there.
What happened?
I'm not going to fucking talk about it now.
Why
you
not?
You should have told me.
Oh.
You could have seen soppy me then.
We'll put you in. Oh, soppy you.
Soppy me.
I was expecting that, like a head job in the toilet, and you weren't going to talk about that.
No, mate.
Did that happen?
I'm cute. It didn't happen. Got a bottle opener.
I've got a big ass knife.
I just use a lighter.
Isn't Peroni Twister?
No, mate. Just pop it off.
That's my nice knife.
No, you
don't.
Also, that's you're gonna fucking slice your finger
off.
Yeah.
Got a lock on it.
Yeah, but it didn't when you tried it first.
Yeah, because that's.
You got a lighter.
Wasn't locked
I can
on.
Open it with a lighter.
Yeah, there's a lighter in the weed box. Wherever the fuck that ended up. It's right there next to you, Zach. Down there, right? Right here next to you, bro.
What about this?
Yeah, that'll work.
That's got a bottle opener. Yeah, mate.
Oh, fuck.
I thought you were saying that you didn't want to talk about Disneyland because...
Mate, Disneyland was sick, you know? Look at this fucking watch.
Oh, shit.
Is that not fucking so cool? I haven't seen
that. Is that a leather strap?
Yeah. Real leather, so it's the stamp on the back.
Bald
tells
Adam.
Yeah, mate, I didn't.
How much was that?
$30, man.
$30? Nice. I thought it would be way more than
that. Yeah, so did I. I saw it and I was like, fuck me, you are coming home with me.
He couldn't even find a one hitter to smoke some weed out of at the shop for $30. They're all
What's a one hitter?
Just like they got like the fake cigarettes that you can pack weed in the end of.
Yeah,
something like that. A stem, a chillum.
Chillum.
Crack pipe, whatever.
Trying to smoke crack today.
John, I
couldn't afford it. No, I'm alright.
It's really cold, yeah.
I'm alright. I'm on a health kick now.
Are you staying in Venice Beach for tonight?
Probably, yeah. Realistically, I'm not going to drive tonight.
Except we're parked next to these dogs that have been like tearing apart squirrels all day or something.
As soon as there's a little noise, they're like, there must be what, like three of them back there?
Yeah, maybe they're dog fighting.
There's a whole orchestra of dog barks going off. Tell us about your day, man. Come on, I want to hear about it.
I had the best. So I thought Disney World was going to be shit.
Yeah.
But it was actually banging. Although, I had to pay, there's two parks, you got to pay to get into both.
So what's 109? Is that one park?
Yeah, and then you got to pay $50 on top to go to the other one.
What a scare.
What's the second dimension?
So, like, the first one, the first one is like classical Disney characters. Like the fucking Mickey Mouse big dogs. And then there's like a California Experience one, which is like Cars, you know, like Pixar movies. Like Monsters Inc. and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's two, that's what it is. And then they had like the one on an Incredibles roller coaster, which was like fucking intense.
Yeah.
I almost had a stroke.
Nice. Yeah.
It was sick.
That's probably all the cocaine use in your past.
I think it's got a lot to do with the amount of cocaine that's been in my nostrils. For sure.
Couldn't be good on you. Cardiovascular health.
When we was queuing up, it said, do not go on this ride if you've got heart problems. And I was like, I said to her, I was like, this is the time when I should tell you that I've got heart problems. So if you see me having a fucking cardiac arrest next to you like this, it's not me taking the piss. Yeah. Press the stop.
All you have to do is suck my dick and don't worry, I'll be fine again.
Was there a stop button? I don't think there's a stop button. So if you see me going into cardiac arrest, that's what's happening.
I don't want to stress you out, but...
So, and what were the? She had a car. She came to pick you up.
Yep.
That's when she saw me in the morning.
Mm. No, so I think she's staying at Venice Beach anyway.
Okay.
So I think she went for a walk in the morning, saw you surfing. She said that you all like looked at each other and almost like you recognised each other. But I said he probably didn't, because he would have said.
I would have said something. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I said that. But it is what it is.
Why did she not say anything to me?
She didn't know if it was you or not.
Oh, okay.
And then she clocked Ginger Australian surfboard, Venice Beach.
Ripped.
giant freckle in a wetsuit. Your chest, man, is like, yeah.
My back.
You're just one big freckle.
My back is... My chest is not so bad, actually, but... Like, if you look at my stomach, that's not as freckly as my back.
Right.
Agreed.
That is really freckly.
Soon my whole body will just turn into one big giant brown freckle, and then I'll be the one who's laughing at you guys with your fucking melanoma and
I just need more
pigment
ink,
issues. More ink.
Yeah.
So Paris was like, are you sure I'm okay to drop you off like a couple miles from your friends? And I was like, fucking yes, like please. She was like, it's fine, it'll only take me 10 minutes to get in. I was like, no, don't worry, a 40 minute walk would be good for me. And I, knowing full fucking well, I'm going to get out, get straight on Lyft and find the fucking nearest scooter. And I was like, and I absolutely blasted it. It was like, I don't know, it's just everything today's been incredible. I had a sick day, and then as I was riding my scoot down here, every light was green. I was like, fucking hell, yeah, man. There's nothing better than blitzing it probably 10 miles an hour on those scooters. Living it up, man.
And now you're wearing two watches. So
who's who's the real winner here, let's be honest.
So what happened with Paris? Like, was there romantic undertones to the day?
Completely.
Yeah.
Utterly romantic. Utterly romantic.
Is it a romantic place, or is there like kids vomiting and eating fairy floss?
It's like a bit of both. You gotta make the most out of it, you know. You gotta take from it what you put in.
Okay.
That's what she said. That's a terrible one. I apologise. I think I bored her all day with my "that's what she said" jokes, though, because there were a lot of them. And she kept looking at me like, some of them made her giggle, and then, like, you know. Some of them were just like fucking reaching, and I said it thinking, you know, she has to think some like messed up shit in order to see that that's what she said. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like the connection I'd made in my head and then blurted out "that's what she said." By the time I realised the connection I'd made, I was so embarrassed. I was like, fuck, she's gonna think like I'm this weird, dark fucking, which I am, so not far off.
Don't call me Shirley.
Do not fucking call me Shirley. Yeah, she's sick of that as well. I think I just pissed her off. But it worked. I'm seeing her again after this, so.
Ah, yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Seeing her tonight.
Where are you guys going?
It's maybe Soho House, I think. I don't know.
What's that?
It's like a members club for creatives.
A members club for creatives?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about either.
Yeah. Like, it's like Soho House is around. Yeah, it's like a bar slash restaurant slash members club. So like you can do, you can go swimming there, gyms there and stuff.
Ah.
Stay there overnight. And they got them all around the world, but they're based out of Soho in London.
Ah.
Yeah.
My gym in Colorado has a bar. It's the first one.
I always find that like weird, you know, when like gyms have like my gym at uni had a fucking like restaurant and a pub upstairs, and I was like, surely that completely defeats the fucking point.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought my mum some ears.
You got a show bag?
Oh, I bought my mum some ears. Look at this. Right, and when I put these on, hold on to your ovaries.
Should we close our eyes and then you
close your eyes? Close your eyes, right, and then I'll count you down from 17, and then by the time I get to zero, you'll have a look, yeah.
Go for it.
Hold on, let me
make it a quick 17 then. Not as suspenseful.
That's what she said. Ready?
Yeah.
Right. 17, 16. You fucking cheater.
You said ready.
Yeah. Ready to count down.
What was the countdown? You already had them on. What were you going to do?
I was just going to sit here and count down. See if practice my count backwards. Right, ready? 17, 16, 15, 10, 8, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, nice.
Doesn't it look good?
Yeah. Was that also $30?
Literally, it was.
Serious? Yeah. The watch was the same price as those.
Yeah.
No way.
It was like $27.90, I think.
Yeah. Nothing makes sense anymore. It's a good deal for the watch, though.
The watch is sick, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be so much more money.
I feel like Mickey Mouse is one of those slangs we were talking about the other day. What would Mickey Mouse be? Slang
house.
For house.
Yeah,
that's a common one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just that.
So you'd say go to the Mickey?
Yeah. Well, you could do. Yeah.
Meet you at the
Mickey.
I'm
not sure if it's like an official term, but like Mickey Mouse house would make sense.
It'd be a good one.
Yeah. Do you like him, yeah?
Yeah, man, your mum will like them.
I hope so.
I've never met the woman, but I'm sure she's interested in that sort of paraphernalia.
I'm just imagining her in nothing, right? But these.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. I think, she'll love that.
Yeah, it's official. L.A. Disney swag. I've never been to fucking Disneyland.
Oh, man, you know
I'm a horrible American.
I mean, like, it just stinks of capitalism and grossness.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
I've been to similar places. Yeah. It's not my...
It's horrible.
Too much walking, too hot usually.
People are fucking gross. There's something about, like, American tourists in America that I just cannot stand.
Yeah. I think they're worse overseas, man.
No, I didn't
think
so.
There's that contrast amongst...
The fat Midwesterners.
Yeah.
That are... Yeah.
It's that really fucks me off. The amount of doors I held open for people today, that, and to know thank you... I ended up just going like,
smile.
You're welcome. Fucking twats, mate. In England, there'd be a Facebook post written about this, and there'd be letters written to the people that run the thing. We're quite passive aggressive people. British.
Yeah, we write a lot of letters over here too. Yeah, man. I mean, that's what's got me ready to spend a couple years outside of this place. If I can figure out a way.
Get that passport.
Yeah.
First step.
Yeah.
Come to Europe.
Yeah. I'm going to look into the whole workaway program. Do you know people that have used that? Yeah.
But how old are you again?
30.
That's right. Just the other week.
Dirty 30. Living in a van.
What's the rule for your British work visa? Do you know?
Not a clue.
Youth visa.
I ain't got a clue.
Me either. I think it's like 32 or something.
What?
To get like a certain
you have
youth,
to be over
youth travel under 32.
They don't want older people? What?
No, it's generally easier for younger people.
Yeah.
Well,
I got a couple years then.
Yeah. Right. When you put it like that.
You gotta take these beers, man. I'll end up drinking one later.
I don't want to. They're yours.
I'm gonna leave them out here for it.
They are good beers. But
they're
like IPAs.
Take them to the homeless camp over here.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want them.
Fucking, can you stop being a bitch? It's just a couple beers. There's like, that one even touch the sides. Have one of them. Wouldn't even touch the sides.
I was surprised you were pretty sober yesterday when you drank. Like, if I drank half of what you drank, I would have been wasted.
I've heard that so many fucking times. Like, it fucking hurts me how many times someone's been like, you drink like a fish and you're still so sober. I'm like, yes, I'm a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah, I was impressed, man.
I can see him off, mate.
Yeah.
I can see him off.
I don't know what that means, but I assume it's good.
Yeah, take him to the shop, buy him a sweet down the hatch.
See him off.
See him off to school. Don't call me Shirley.
Don't call it a work party.
I love how much that tickled you last night. You know it was a work party as well. Yeah, you just fucking know
so
it was.
So funny about it.
At the comedy store?
No, so on the way to the comedy store, we got to this point when I was just saying, and don't call me whatever it was.
Yeah.
We got to that point at, like, you know, before lunch, I think.
Yeah. So I feel sorry for you boys having to fucking endure my shit, because it's, like, not easy.
Straight
at
after
all.
Breakfast, we got to that point.
We was walking past this bar, and it was like the first bar to have like girls in it. Yeah. And me and him was like, oh, there's girls in there. And I turned around, and they was all like being like just girls in a bar, like giggly and shit. And I was like, I looked at him and I was like, and don't call it a work party. And he just went, he looked at me and just lost his shit for the whole week.
That was funny.
I was like, you just fucking know that was a fucking work party.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. From a mile away, you
can
smell.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell they've been looking forward to that for a week.
Oh, yeah.
You
definitely.
Know that? You know those girls that they've just
been
like,
talking about it in the office.
They'll be posting shit
week.
On Facebook and like, whenever you see them, it's, oh, are you at the party on Thursday? You go in? Like, yes.
It was.
Yes, Sandra from accounting. I will be at the work party, which everyone's going to.
Yeah, Sandra from accounting.
I made Zach
get away
his
from
best
my desk.
American accent earlier.
Can you do it?
Can't remember what.
Go to
I was
Walmart.
Saying that you have to go for like a Midwest accent if you're going for an American
or South.
Like, no,
with
South,
your Australian
a South
accent.
Accent a South.
Yeah, it's very easy for you to move your Australian accent into a Southern American accent. I think it's not
you
not
reckon?
Far off.
What,
it's
you're
not
saying
far off.
Similar.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
You've got a draw. Yeah, it's
yeah,
got
yeah.
this similar.
See, for me, that, I find that really hard to do, though. Mm. I can do the camp American really well, but I can't do...
I'm going to go down to Walmart, pick myself up a shotgun.
See, that doesn't sound like
shooting.
Too far off, like...
It's close.
Yeah.
It's,
not saying
what,
that you're,
you
like, a racist fucking cunt, but... Yeah, it is. It's pretty good. It's about as, like, great
well,
in
I
Australia.
Okay. I... Your Australian accent is fucking funny, but it doesn't sound like an Australian to me.
Okay. No, it only
to
does
you,
when he does
this. When he bends his back. What's... You give us your camp American accent.
Give me something to say.
What would a camp person say? I'd talk about, like...
What does that even mean? Camp American.
Like
gay.
Feminine gay though.
Oh.
More like, I've said this now, but I don't think like it's usually when I hear an American accent, then I'll do it, but then I'll so I was woken up by two Americans that like the kids that live in the house, and I say kids, they're like 21, but they're like classic like sport Americans kicking off about nothing. And the guy, seriously, if you were to like imagine a stereotypical homosexual American over the top fucking
yeah.
You know, that's what he sounded like. And I was in
give
my room just
bit.
Giggling. Yeah, but I can't.
Maybe
I need to
that,
hear it.
I feel like a camp person would order a coffee and complain about that.
Oh, what's so fucking funny that you've just said that? What's so funny is his dad called him whilst they was mid argument, and he picks up the phone and he's like, get me a coffee, a big one, like that, and put the phone down on his dad. And I was like,
That's
I don't know what the fuck's going on outside my bedroom door this morning. It's so important it wakes me up.
Yeah.
But the way you just spoke to your dad, I'm not all right with it. You know what I mean? And don't call me that kid needs counselling. Because he does. But no, my Australian is really good, I think.
That's not that good.
I think it's great. I could do it all day, and people always believe it.
I actually thought that was your real voice at one point in the night last night, when we were talking to Paris originally.
Yeah, because she was talking about it today, and she was like, "I genuinely thought you were Kiwis," and I was like, "Yeah,
yeah,
we are, mate. We're brothers."
Mm.
Fucking.
I missed a lot of it. It was loud in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I mean, you didn't miss anything like worth remembering. You really didn't.
No, my conversation skills weren't quite up to scratch. I was a bit high. And then the other guy in front of us, do you remember when he turned around and I engaged him in the conversation?
Right.
And he kept, like, letting out that he'd obviously been listening to the whole conversation behind him in, like, a fashion where he was, like, looking forward. But then he'd always, like, he'd always blurt out, like, "Oh, yeah, I heard you guys saying that before." But before he, like, finished that train of thought, he almost got embarrassed that he was, like, admitting to eavesdropping and just stopped.
Oh, what, the guy that sat in front?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking weird.
He was, yeah.
Either turn around and get involved in the conversation or don't just keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know? I was not all right with that bloke. If I was there for another couple hours...
Would have kicked off.
It would have kicked off, mate. You either join my conversation or just tell me you're listening to it, because I know I'm quite funny, so I'll speak to you if you just want to listen.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. This is where Paris is staying tonight.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Pretty banging, isn't it?
Bro, if you don't go over there, I'm going over there.
She just said, "Mate, I'm not leaving this hotel room," so probably going to have to. It's in Hollywood, though. It's just so much scooting
worth
about.
It, man. Worth
There's only
it.
So much scooting a boy can do. Yeah, how much scoot can a scoot boy if a boy could... How much scoot could a
boy scoot? Boy scoot if a boy scoot
could scoot. 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 Scoot.
We're like the original scat trio.
That was good, though. I'm impressed with that.
With me or with us?
The whole team.
Oh, sorry.
The whole team. It's not all about you, yeah? For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I would go over to Hollywood to see Paris's hotel room. Seriously.
But you would drive She's home hot. A fucking 4-year-old drunk.
Yeah, so woman it's not exactly
to go see
saying,
a public
it's not
jacuzzi.
Saying much. Use the can opener up there.
Don't fucking tell me what to do. I'm fucking. I was. I was gonna use it now, but. Give me a lighter in here, but I know you've got one.
There's one next to him on the right. In the little hemp box on the floor.
I hate it when Australians and joggers tell me what to do, you know?
Joggers?
I actually... There were some jokes that you were saying last night where, like... It's hard to tell in the moment if you're joking. You were always joking, I'm sure.
Yeah. You're always on
but,
one.
Like, I thought an interesting bit about... Part of your sense of humour, which I like, by the way. It's good, like...
Pure sarcasm.
You don't... Yeah, at the end of it, and you don't let on at the end of it that it was like a... You're being sarcastic. You just let it slide.
Yeah, because it's funny to... I love to see how many people actually believe what I'm saying or not, you know? Because it's so funny to see... Obviously, people will have a judgment of you. Mm. And it's so funny. If I say something fucking dirty and gross...
Yeah.
Which is obviously sarcastic, but like they don't respond to me like it's sarcastic. I'm like, you actually think of me that low, you know? So I always say this, I was trying to test the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's like I need to stop in sometimes. It is atrocious.
Different strokes for different boats. It works for you.
Different folks, different strokes.
Yeah. 100%. Not everybody would appreciate your sense of humour, though.
No.
But it's,
I've gotten a lot of trouble.
I lost it last night. When we were talking about the animal fries, man. And that guy, fucking Brian or whatever, that works there, he was like bussing the tables. So Brian, settle this bet. Can you get the edible fries? Yeah, yeah. You're like, I told you that.
Yeah, I did tell you that.
I was genuinely stunned. I was like, what? I told you that, motherfucker.
That's the best burger I've had in a while. That was fucking outstanding.
That's why I wanted to sit there with you guys and just see your faces.
It was
and
good
enjoy
on the way back
meal.
To the van too. It was.
Yeah, but I wanted
to have a meal. It would have been better if we were there.
Yeah, it would have been
for a guy that lives in his van. I completely understand why he'd be like, "Let's get to the parking spot," which has happened to be a fucking main road. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, yeah, I moved. There. I moved when I got back. I was like, man, I don't want to have those cars
Where did you
driving
move to?
Past me. I drove back here. I hit the road and I was like, fuck, I may as well just drive all the way back to Venice while there's no traffic.
Fair.
Otherwise, I would have been laying in bed with cars, like, all night, and some drunk driver.
That's why I'm getting the fuck out of LA, man. I feel relatively unscathed, besides the fucking wrist.
Yeah, how's it feeling today?
Better. But it's still gonna suck for a week, week and a half.
That's fine. That's a small price to pay for the amount of fun we had that night.
It was good. It was a good time.
So every time we go on holiday, I get post-holiday blues, right? As I'm sure most people do, especially traveling as well. When you've been traveling for months and you go home, and you're like, well, this is shit, especially in London, right?
Yeah.
The fucking number one thing I'm gonna have post-holiday blues about is those scooters. I've been dreaming about them. I had a dream I was on one of those scooters last night.
Yeah.
Like, how much does that have to get in your brain after, you know?
It's in your subconscious.
How fucked is that? I've only been on, like, four, and they're taking over my brain.
You could
buy one.
Don't
read too much into it.
They're great. Yeah, they are great.
You could buy one.
The greatest things in life are black and purple.
Yeah.
Could you scoot?
And cost a couple PM.
Could you scoot from your place to work easily?
Yeah, easily in London, for sure.
Just do it, man. Just start the whole business there, bro.
Yeah, surprised it's not already there.
London's not. Would be down for it. Boris bikes.
I got Boris bikes, yeah.
I used to ride a Boris bike every day when I lived in London.
You lived in London?
Yeah. I thought I told you that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You lived in
like
London?
2 years. Remember I was telling you I lived in Hoxton for a while?
Yeah, well, that for a while was 2 years.
Yeah, we got sidetracked in that whole conversation, yeah.
Fuck, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
You lived in London?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's where I used to hang out in Bristol and go to fucking crazy squid parties.
Yeah, they were fucking... Yeah. The whole Bristol... Like, Bristol's just fucking...
It's
stupid.
Mental.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Underwear.
London's cool, man.
Yeah, you're a fucking little slag, aren't you? You're dropping your panties at any country that gives you a visa.
Any Marissa that walks past, I'm jumping on that opportunity.
So look at this.
Yeah, so, I was going to ask you about that.
So this...
Is it Cinderella or...?
No, it's the last from Peter Pan.
Oh, what was her name?
It's like Wendy or something weird like that.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley?
Right. Shirley, hey. So just
that was fucking good.
I'm gonna call her Shirley. But don't when you call her Shirley, just cover the ears.
Okay.
Because she gets fucking mad when you call her Shirley. But no, this one we got it as a pair, and she's wearing Peter Pan.
Oh, nice.
Right, and we bought another one. It was Lady and the Tramp, but we haven't put them on yet. I'll do it later. How cute was that? It was like the most. Pure
so it was romantic.
It was,
it
so
was
romantic.
A romantic
it was
day.
So painfully romantic.
And that was $30 too, right?
12.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not as bad as I would have thought. Yeah.
So
the watch is legit. I like the watch.
This is sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is fucking.
Can I have that?
Until it quits working next week.
It's banging, isn't it?
Yeah.
The leather strap looks legit.
There was another one which you could get like a Rolex strap on it. And it was like 90 quid.
That would look better.
Yeah, this is banging, mate. Because, you know, like the Apple Watch uses these Palace. It looks like a T-shirt. It's like a thermal T-shirt. So when it gets hot, it goes that colour on the back.
Really?
If I just swing around. What colour is the back, if any colour?
Pink.
Yeah, so it goes pink when it's hot.
Yeah, right.
Your shirt changes colors.
Yeah, when it's hot or cold.
This is the future.
It's a new one. Yeah.
This is the one.
Learn something every day.
I looked down at my shirt in one of the many toilet visits that I had last night, and there was like in and out fucking burger juice all down my shirt. I was like, oh, what a slob.
In and out dropping from between your legs and
yeah,
just in and out everywhere.
In and out was
in and out
fucking good, man.
Yeah.
So that was Paris's first. That's what she said, Jake, today. I said I had an in and out yesterday, and it was incredible. And she looked at me and goes, "That's what she said." And I was like,
"Dream."
I'm gonna marry this girl.
Yeah. That was very impressive.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back once more, maybe later tonight. Yeah, good spot. Yeah. Chick-fil-A. I want to try Chick-fil-A.
Pretty good.
You rate it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a small menu as well, right?
Yeah, they're kind of the same. Yeah. Same idea. Yeah. More quality, less menu.
Yeah. Check that out.
Check that out.
Definitely. This one, you need a Chilean in the group to add another dynamic to it.
That was it. I can't believe that comedian said that last night. It was quite a coincidence. We just lost our Chilean.
Should have a minute of silence for Sebastian. So I got in yesterday pissed as a frog, mate. And he was messaging me on some form of...
Last night?
No, wait, when did he leave
drunk
us?
Drunk when you left. Well, you didn't seem that drunk.
No, but I got home. I was pretty pissed, actually. I can just hold myself well. Okay. So I got in. I got in at, like, what, 12:30? Mm-hmm. And he was fucking messaging me on WhatsApp saying, "The chairs here in the airport sucks, man. We have to try and sleep for the next 6 hours. It's just shit." And I was like, "Thanks, bro. Yeah, they are shit."
Why did you say thanks?
Because he sent me some photos.
Oh, okay.
He sent me a cool video of us jamming and smoking up. And he sent me the video of the beer pong when I fucking smashed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that one where you, like, had a good angle of my mustache? Get that video sent to you.
The one I took.
Yeah. Oh, that was yours. Oh,
okay. I never got a good angle there, really. Did I? I get your point. I get it, dickhead. You're asking for me to just fucking video your mustache tonight, because I will get one. I will get one, and then don't call me Shirley, because I'll lose it. No, so basically, I said, see, this was at like midnight, and he's like, wait, I said to him, "Wait, are you in the airport for the next 6 hours? And he goes, "Yes, our flight is at 6 a.m. And we came so fucking early. They arrived there at 9 p.m., and their flight was at 6 a.m. the day after.
Jesus Christ,
just to go to New York. It's a domestic flight. I'm going to Chicago tomorrow. I'm not going to get... My flight's at 3:30. Like I'm going to get there at like 2:30. Yeah. Hey, dentist time.
Yeah, bro.
2:30.
I remember being in Indonesia and there was this French guy that like hadn't really flown before. The first time he had been on a flight was to come to Indonesia. And he was talking about getting to the airport for his flight back, and he was planning to get there like 6 hours before. And I was like, "Man, you don't have to get there that early. Like, you're just going to be sitting in the airport for 6 hours. You're fine. 2 hours, even 2 hours is too long." But he was just like super stressed, you know, because he hadn't really flown. And anyway.
Yeah. I don't talk him out of it. Never missed one. It's not hard, right?
It's not hard to catch a flight.
No.
Unless you're doing other bits.
Of what?
Other bits. So I've purposely missed flights.
What'd you say? Doing a bits?
Yeah, doing bits.
What's that?
Well, when you're doing something else, that's cool. That's worth it. You're doing bits. Doing stuff.
Mm. Doing bits.
Doing bits comes from, like, shagging. Doing bits of a lass.
Okay.
But, like, doing bits is, like, just doing something, yeah?
Yeah. So you've had a flight and you've been like, fuck it, I'll just get the next one.
This last week, I had flights all around Atlanta, fucking Nashville.
Doing bits in LA.
Just having too much fun. I've got an LA, I've got a flight home from LA on Wednesday next week. that I'm just going to miss because I'm going to get to Chicago tomorrow. So
flight home to LA, that's an expensive one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just going to miss it, doing bits in Chicago, mate.
Really? So you're going to have to buy another, like, 500...
No, I bought one from Chicago home, and it cost me 220, I think.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah. It's only, like, 8 hours from Chicago.
Yeah, I suppose so.
On Norwegian Air as well, I've got that Dreamliner, good. Perfect. Nice. Yeah, I love them.
You can go to the bar and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
take my nice. Shoes off, yeah. Put my dick on the bar.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
Swing it about.
Hope Kevin Spacey's around.
That was fucked up, man.
That story.
He's one of my favorites, that Tony Hinchcliffe.
That
he's great.
Do you know what? So, the whole show I found really hilarious. The only one I didn't find funny, which.
The small Asian
wasn't
woman.
Surprising. She pissed me off when she got on there.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with her, mate.
Just, I went and took a shit during that.
Yeah, so. No, she was shit. She's like, look how much money I've got. Ooh, my husband makes more. He's a VP. And I was just like, mate, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just get back in your shop.
Yeah, she's kind of famous, so I feel like they don't try as hard sometimes.
She didn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying at all.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't just because he was talking to me about my trousers. But like, you know that guy that was talking to me about my trousers?
Fuck that guy.
No, wasn't it just that like he didn't actually have any material? He just come on and started taking the piss out of everybody.
That's what I was saying to Max today.
Yeah. I thought he was doing good though.
he was doing good from like a let's take the piss out of people perspective.
Yeah.
But like usually you have like bits in between or like you have some stories to tell and stuff like that where he just come on and went straight insulting everybody and then went off and I was like I don't mind that when you get insulted but like it's all part of like a whole show, you know? It didn't feel like he had any material at all, he just come on and just started pissing people off.
I thought that what was going on there was that he's normally a comedian that has a skit or whatever.
Mm.
He has material he's worked on. But he was purposely coming on later in the night with the view to just try and do straight improv crowd work. That's what I thought was going on.
That was more like a practice for his crowd stuff.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because he literally had nothing planned.
Yeah.
He was just talking shit about the Canadian guy. Who was fucking weird and hateable.
He was so hateable.
Just laugh.
All night. Ask the whole question, show. The whole show, me and him were kept looking at each other like, this fucking guy. Like, Canadians are this fucking annoying. I'm never going there.
And the Australian retired magician just in front of us.
Who was laughing 10 seconds too late.
Yeah, that's it. He tried joking. He'd be like, ha ha! That was it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've seen Family Guy, but there's like there's a skit on Family Guy when there's like an ostrich laughing. And it's used as like, oh man, I got, you know, if I explain this, you're not going to get it. But,
yeah, I still love Family Guy.
Yeah,
it's a late laugh.
Yeah, here it is. So he always laughs like five, 10 seconds after the joke is. Let me play. The whole time, it just reminded me of that guy in front. It was just like, the joke would be gone, and he'd be like thinking about the joke, thinking, do I get it? And then he'd get it and be like, ha ha! And I was like, this guy is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Needs to sort himself out of it.
Some people in that crowd got absolutely hammered. Poor Ben, man. I was hurting for Ben.
That's what happens when you sit in the front row with a pretty girl.
Yeah. Like before going to the show, I was like, I'm just not sitting in that front row.
Yeah. They got to pay extra for that.
No, they don't.
No, they don't?
No.
Oh.
Because...
I think it was a timing thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Because Ben, that family in front, they got fucking terrorized.
Yeah.
They was like, oh, front row. And the girl was like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to sit in the front row. Will they take the piss out of us? And the guy that was sitting there was like, no, don't worry, they won't. And fucking sat them down there for the worst night of that entire family's life.
Oh. It was awkward. And some families could have just laughed about it, right? But theirs was a bit... the parents and...
I couldn't see the wife's face, but, I mean...
It was pretty awkward.
Yeah. But I saw the wife laughing a couple times.
You have to, because you've got to laugh that off, right? But I just felt so we were talking to Paris about this today. Well, I found this hilarious, right? Probably more so than most other people, because, I mean, maybe you noticed it, but I watched them come in, so I knew... That was the girl's mum and dad, and that was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so what was hilarious was the guy was fucking ripping into Ben, and before everybody realised just how funny it was, I knew that was the
he told me.
And then fucking...
It happened twice,
then
right?
Then he starts ripping the girl, and I'm just there. He starts terrorising the girl for how many people she slept with, do you remember?
Oh, right.
And I was like, what's funny is the comedian does not know that that's... her mum, when he finds that out, it's just gonna go off. And he found it out straight away, and I was like, I was dying for just that whole thing.
That was the Asian guy, right? He was great.
He was hilarious, but I felt so sorry for that family, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna have nightmares about that for a while. But yeah, it was fucking hilarious. So, what's the plan? Phoenix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna try and get close to the Arizona border tonight, and then a few more hours to Phoenix tomorrow.
Smoke all his weed right on the borderline.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Throw your
bomb on
the borderline.
How much have you got left? You had loads left yesterday.
A couple blunts. I gave him about half of it because he's still got time to kick it out here. So.
You're chilling in Cali.
For a little while,
at
least.
Free weed, but you can't get a fucking pipe for less than $40 here.
Yeah.
You're not going to give me a bong?
Oh, the tides have turned.
You're not going to give me a bong?
No. You're gonna I want to smoke it tonight.
Yeah, but you're going, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I mean, I guess.
It's up to you, man. Don't feel pressured. I didn't message Josh before this. Try pressure Max into giving me the bong, man. You won't give it to me otherwise.
Yeah, you'd probably take it. I don't even.
Nah, you'll
Max
use
is
it,
too
man.
Kind, isn't he? That's his problem. Oh, Max, you know what I'm going to get you to do? It begins with C and ends with Harge my phone, please.
So are all your pants like cotton? You're a cotton pant guy?
I like funky pants, mate.
Yeah. That's your thing.
I got a couple of tweed ones, but they're too hot to wear them over here. Maybe, well, they're not going to be in Chicago.
Yeah, we got to jumpstart fucking Zach's van after this.
Yeah. Is this a reminder that you have to do that?
Yeah, because we had his dome light on for like 20 minutes over there.
What's
and
the
fucking
dome light?
Battery's dead. Overhead.
Interior
lamp.
Light. Fucked me up.
Yeah.
Van life, bro.
Jumpstarting
that
cars.
That photo is incredible, you know.
Of you sitting there. Yeah, I told you.
I've got so much time for that. When you said that, I was like, oh,
this
fuck
guy's
him.
A dickhead.
Yeah. And I was like, I was lying in bed this morning and I was like thinking about it. For some reason, I was thinking about it. And I was like, there might be, you know, this guy might know a lot of shit.
He might be a genius.
But everybody discredits you because you're Australian. Well, that's what I did straight away. And you said, Josh, you're going to love this photo. You're going to look back at it at a great time when I've done it, and it's just fucking, I've loved it. It's a great photo. And now I'm like, most of the things he says are true, but we discredit them because he's Australian.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell people to listen to me, but, you know, whatever.
You dodged a bullet, man, accent. When Tony Hinchcliffe started ripping on that other Australian.
Yeah. That's, throughout the thing, he was sitting right next to me. He's like, shaking me and pushing me. I was just trying to stay quiet there. I was like, I don't want Tony to rip me a new one. Not that guy, man.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's dead fear in my eyes. Because even if you
if
you had a mic in front of you, you could at least respond and, you know, have a bit of witty banter going on. But you can't even yell something out.
Yeah, well, you can. I think the key is to not try and be funny, like some people do. Like the Canadian guy probably attempted a couple jokes when they were going back, and that's where you fuck up.
But he
up.
Wasn't
Don't.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a fucking idiot, wasn't he?
He was just retarded.
He was such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But with the photo, that'll just keep getting better, like a fine wine. In 5 years, you'll look at it and be like, even better than before.
Yeah. We should do one tonight with my Christmas lights up, man. It's got the ambiance in here now.
Maybe a timer. Put a timer on. Or we'll just go, I'll pay some homeless person a quarter to come in here and...
Naturally, yeah.
Take a photo. Hope they don't steal anything.
Turns and runs off with the phone.
We definitely should get a group photo in the van, though, for sure.
Yeah.
We've got to try and do it somehow.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
So you two not smoking up? That's what you've been doing for the day, right?
Yeah, that's what we did earlier. And I don't podcast well when I'm baked, but that was kind of our theme earlier.
I thought the podcast
he started his laundry.
Get really baked up.
Yeah. Now, see, what it was is we did like an hour and a half in Santa Barbara, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
On like really serious shit. We spent the whole morning talking about the gun laws in the U.S. versus Australia and
I'm glad I wasn't
drugs and addiction and all kinds of shit. So we ate our vegetables and then we smoked a blunt today while he was doing laundry and just talked about comedy mostly.
It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Living up.
Got in a surf. Best surf for the past 2 weeks.
Chihuahua taco shop.
Oh yeah, had some burritos.
Oh god. Fuck, you know what I care for some enchiladas right now.
Did you eat on the way here?
No. I was gonna.
You gotta eat something.
I thought eating's cheating.
Want an apple?
No, thank you. I want an enchilada.
Powdered peanut butter.
Fucking watch me. Actually, it's just down the road, isn't it?
20 minutes walk.
Yeah, mate, on a scooter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like 5 minutes.
Pretty close.
You fucking watch me do that tonight.
Yeah. I'll check. Get a nice, sure not about to
a nice belly full of cheese and beans before you go to Paris's house.
I'm going
to
need some.
It's a good idea.
I'm going to need some.
Fuel, man.
Fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'll be jealous if you sleep with her. I'll be happy for you, but I'm jealous.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous, yeah, really. Seriously.
Yeah, I've had a great day.
Yeah.
We've already booked to go to Disneyland Paris together.
What do you mean? Actually booked it?
No, I actually booked it, but it's in the calendars for us, like, it's ready for us to book, and I'm going to book it tomorrow.
Really?
What is it?
To go to Disneyland in Paris.
Really?
We've had a very romantic day.
Like, seriously. He can never sell when he's fucking around.
I don't know why you're here, man.
No, but so I wanted to come and say goodbye to you. Mate, just fucking loyalty. I'm amazing to you cunts.
I would be not upset at all if you messaged me and be like, man, I'm balls deep. It was nice meeting you.
Mate, it's not... Nice.
I'd be like, yeah, awesome. Good for him.
It's not like that, bro.
The night is young.
It's not like that.
What are you guys trying to play the long game and get married in?
We've already talked for our marriage plans.
Yeah?
Where we're going to get married, how we're going to do it. We've had the whole conversation today.
Paris, Disneyland?
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Could be. Man, it's been a fucking weird, fun day. But
good,
I was gonna come home anyway.
Yeah.
About my Airbnb tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm thinking about seeing Marissa again, so.
Well, you know where she hangs out.
You gotta finish what you started, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have sucked your dick. that's me doing my impression of you telling this story. So that's all kinds of
I thought that up. Was British. That is so fucking far.
That was better earlier, wasn't I? My impression of you leaving the apartment. Oh, I'm taking this kebab. No, you're right. Ed, I am going more British with it now.
Yeah, that's so British.
You bitch.
That's fully British now.
Yeah. Fuck. You bitch. Well.
I wouldn't call her a bitch.
I'd call her a bitch.
Don't call her Shirley.
That was a crazy bitch.
She was crazy.
She earned it.
Dead set crazy.
She has slept with so many black guys, it hurts. We just know.
Or it doesn't hurt anymore. It just doesn't
touch
nothing
the sides.
At all.
Throwing a sausage down a hallway.
If fucking Asian guy asking that little girl if she how many black guys, and then yeah, turned into a race thing. Black guy.
Yeah, that was bad. You can tell he was not appreciating that one bit.
I couldn't see him.
Yeah, oh, I couldn't see him, but
he was not on it.
I wanted to be able to see him. So you gotta just go home, get your stuff together in London, come back over here and buy a van.
Oh man, I'm so torn.
Paris would be down for it.
So torn. Do you know she's got a job interview in California tomorrow anyway? That's why she's here.
What does she
do? She mentioned that.
It's like some marketing thing. She used to work for Apple and a couple other places, and now she wants to move to California, which is convenient because I do.
But so you see a future with her?
No, probably not. Oh, dare not put that in there. I told her I'd send this out, so do not put that bit in there. Any sensitive stuff to do with Paris. Don't put that in there. It was like a... Don't.
Just do a really bad job of bleeping it out, but so you can still, by context, know what he had said. It's like, yeah, man, I bleeped it out for you.
She wouldn't either. It's like she's 8 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't look it though, does she? That's what
she's
fucks
32,
me up.
Isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 24.
You ever been with a woman that old?
No.
Oh, bro. I'm here. Yeah. I won't give you unsolicited.
You ever been with a woman that young, Zach?
I love sleeping with older women, man. God, it's great.
That is the quote of the podcast, for sure. The silence. I love sleeping with old women.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. I mean, I love sleeping with young women as well, obviously, but it's all good. It's different. It's different.
Yeah, I'll go through and take out the Paris stuff.
Yeah, no definitely, worries, yeah.
But get it in tonight so you're good.
You can give her a shout out for sure. Make sure I mention her once or twice.
Yeah.
Because I have told her that she'll be in the podcast. She was actually going to come here and try and be part of it.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Should have brought.
Yeah, but she's in Hollywood. Can you pick that up? Because I'm getting really stressed out with it.
What?
That little fucking thing. I can't pick it up.
I thought you meant your trash. Wallet. I was like, what the fuck am I picking up?
It's just come off the
wallet?
Back of the thing. I'm trying to.
Oh,
can't do it.
I'll get it.
Yeah, like that. Man.
What the hell, man? It's exactly how I would have picked it up.
I got a fucking.
Do you need it or it's trash? Oh, no. That's the thing off the.
Yeah. I've got to set the watch, but I don't know how it works. Wow. Do you know what you're acting as if I'm not a fucking complete knob? You've been with me for like 3 days flat out. And you're acting like I'm not an idiot. 9 o'clock. Oh, that's nice and easy, isn't it?
So were people drinking at Disneyland? Yeah?
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm picturing families.
Yeah, it was families. But like the dads were drinking and like the mums were pissed. It was by like 7 p.m. it was just like barbaric.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
I did
weird.
Not expect that.
No. Fat people in Mickey Mouse t-shirts that need literally. More sunscreen out of their fanny pack.
Look, tell me that just doesn't look fucking brilliant for $30.
It does look cool. And you got a story behind it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's classic.
Right, it's good, isn't it?
What? This guy's dropping all this stuff on me, bro. I don't even really know this guy.
Are you couch surfing at this time?
No, a friend. Huh. He invited me to his wedding in Australia and India, and now he's telling me about the wife's open heart surgery. I'm like, man, I was not expecting an invite. I don't even know why I'm invited to this thing.
Where you going?
You better take that off the podcast.
Yeah.
Just in case he hears it, it might break his heart. I do want to go to a wedding in India, though. That would be fun.
Is his bride Indian?
Yes, he's Indian.
Oh, he's Indian.
Well, he's Mauritian Indian.
What?
I think Indian Mauritian. Something like that. Should we go to India?
Yeah.
I really want to get to India, yeah.
Podcast. Do it all.
Find ourselves.
I'm still looking for me, mate.
Become yoga teachers.
I need to fucking look up my visas for the US big time. I need to actually look into it and what I actually need to do.
Me too. To go elsewhere.
I was going to say, what?
What's Paris going to be on? Does she know? Or?
So because we're both skilled, we can get jobs. I say skilled, is it like, I'm not saying that as if you're not,
yeah,
but like,
no,
you've got the qualifications. So because we're both classes skilled, we can get the skilled visa. But you have to get a company, either you have to prove that there's no one else that can do what you do before you've got a job, so you can come over here and get it.
Right? It's a tall order.
No, it's not no one else in the world, but no one else in the US, you get what I mean. And the other option is you have to get a company to sponsor your visa for you to come over. Which should be pretty easy as a software engineer, but still take forever to do it.
Or you can get green card marriages.
That's it, yeah. That was the only reason why me and Paris were talking about marriage today, for a joke, because I was like, if you actually get your American visa through work, can we go to Vegas and get married so I can come out to the States? She said yes. It's fucking as romantic as it gets.
Who said the British didn't know how to love?
Mate, the British are the most romantic people, you know. We just mask it well with arrogance and tears.
And beer.
So much beer. She asked me, she said, what's three things in the world you couldn't live without? And I said, music or my guitar or whichever, which was cringy, but it's true. And then the second one was beer, and she looked at me, she's like, what? I was like, seriously.
What did she say?
We changed it to activities in the end, to what activities you can. Because objects was getting too confusing. Because she also
beer.
Said, yeah. So that was one of mine. One of mine was drinking beer. Yeah, hers was like walking, dancing, and something else. Should remember that.
What color are her eyes?
Blue.
I hate that fucking question. I hate when people say that, or girls at the end of the night or something.
The birthday close their is eyes. The 25th of March. Remember that. That's it.
That's all I got.
Coming up.
She's from my hometown.
Why did she leave so early last night? Did she say?
She was going to meet mates from Apple.
Gotcha.
Seems
reasonable.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think we left at the perfect time. That last comedian was...
He was bombing, man.
Yeah.
I could hear him bombing from outside.
Yeah.
Like, this is bad. I'm glad I'm not in there.
Yeah, it did take a self-turn.
Yeah, you're crazy to think that you could go up there and be good for 5 minutes.
I could, mate. Easy.
No way.
Easy. If you keep calling me Shirley, I'll fucking leave.
Give us
you,
just one...
No, so don't count with you
like,
guys.
Like, one joke.
I can't give you one joke.
Why not?
Because it's part of my whole set. I've got a whole set.
You don't want material being wasted on the podcast?
Yeah, well, I just don't want people in the podcast to know how fucking funny I am and then for me to just blow up because I'm quite happy being a normal fucking civilian, you know? I don't want people messaging me being like, Josh, I heard you on Homestead Podcast. You're so fucking funny. I don't want that. You know? I want to live my normal life.
We can post it anonymously.
Oh,
your picture's already out there. We're already associated.
Damn already, it.
Yeah.
That's it. Look, all these ties already, boys.
Yeah, it's been a fun few days, guys.
Mate, I've really had so much fun meeting both of you. It's been incredible.
Put my sex toy back.
Is that actually a sex toy?
Yeah, you want to use that
the
hand sanitizer after.
I mean, you'd have to really try to shove that up your ass. You know?
Yeah, and around the corner, too. It's like...
Oh, that would just tear you a new asshole. You wouldn't be keeping your normal one after that.
It's for your back. Work out those knots and shit. And this is for your neck. Put it on the back of your spine. I got like a torn rotator cuff or something. We were trying to diagnose it the other day.
I diagnosed it.
Yeah.
See? It's like, listen to Zach. He knows.
It works on the feet too. You can step on it, hold it, and step on it, and really work the bottom of your foot.
I remember the first time I had a foot fetish as well. That feels good.
Yeah.
Whenever I get a massage now, I say, just focus on my back.
And don't call me a happy ending.
Oh, yeah, after sleeping with a girl, I always try to get them to rub my back.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
happen that often, but sometimes.
It's because you don't look like me.
Because what? What'd you say?
It's like you don't look like Max. That's good, you know.
Essential.
Essential.
It is quite essential. Essential.
Sensual.
That's what I'm saying.
You're missing
sensual.
A syllable.
Sensual. Fucking hell, you all bully the British for no reason. We are quite smart, huh?
I think we're in agreeance about that.
Thank you.
I should Google if that is a word. Agreeance.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
It's not.
You reckon you're both saying it's not a word?
No, it's not.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. Don't go on Urban Dictionary. Like, I want a fucking Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah.
I think it is.
And don't call me Dick. Richard, even. That's what Dick is short for, isn't it?
Mm.
Get a shower today.
I did. I went to the gym.
Nice.
I got a shower and I got the hydro massage after. Like water jets shooting on you.
Feeling clean.
Yeah, very. Do laundry at my boy's house tomorrow.
I'm right. And you're both wrong.
No, it's not true.
And that was not surprising to me. But you have.
Yeah, but in the context you say it, it's wrong.
But you got to show us. I want to see
that,
it.
That is exactly what we were talking about. That is what we were talking about.
My internet is bad, man.
No, it's in his van. It's really bad.
It's me in America.
No.
My phone in America.
Mine works fine in here. Get a satellite dish for the week. High speed internet.
Oxford English Dictionary. Agreeance. Noun. Agreement. Origin.
Yeah.
Early 16th century.
So look at it in an example, because you need to see how it's actually said.
No, because all we just bet was.
No, we didn't. We
is
didn't.
It a word?
We actually,
you guys
we
were saying,
said
is
that.
It a,
we
can play it.
We,
it's all on tape, man.
We actually said no. No.
I'll happily rewind that shit.
We actually said yesterday. We said it may be, but not in that context. You're in agreement,
I agree
not
with that.
In agreeance. You didn't fucking agree with it yesterday.
Bullshit.
Fucking Australians.
Well, I don't even think it was
this
a real
word.
This
is why I don't like
so
him.
I'll give him a point for that.
You guys were both just saying just then it's not a real word.
It's not a real word.
It's on the Oxford English Dictionary.
I'll give you the win, Zach.
No, don't you, fucking
you're a
do
bigger
that.
Man than him. You're a small, small man. Yeah.
Is it because Paris asked me to go to Disney World and she didn't ask you? Because I got a feeling it is.
No, I'm like I said,
got a feeling
I'm happy with
I can
you.
Feel like some tension going on here.
Not at all, man. I'm happy for you.
Because you're a bigger man.
Me and Marissa are happy.
They're going to come to the wedding. With a gallon of wine as a gift.
Stumbling during the ceremony.
Bacon-wrapped hot dogs. Is it going to be their contribution? Not that weddings are a potluck thing. That's what she would bring.
We're bringing them anyway.
Yeah.
Look, I know it's not a potluck, but here's some bacon-wrapped hot dogs. This is also your wedding present. No, I'm not upset about that, man. Don't worry. But I did start the whole conversation, so.
You did. I've got a lot to thank you for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
You're welcome.
I'll go through all six of these before I even leave this van.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
What are you on?
Peroni.
Four.
Two. Three.
Where is pierogi from?
Peroni.
Peroni.
Italy.
Pierogi.
It's a very strong beer. You know, you
like
should try it.
It's like a Ukrainian dumpling, man. Pierogi.
Yeah, you should try these. They're very strong.
I'll take a sip of your next one.
Yeah, my guts were killing me, man, in that show. I couldn't.
Yeah, you
it.
Fucked up yesterday, man. Those fiber bars. Something about van life. As soon as you gave it, I knew there was a reason why you gave out four. I thought for a geezer lives in his van, food is precious.
No.
And you gave
as
out
as soon as
four.
I bought them, I was like, I'll get an extra packet because these guys will want one.
I really want to believe him, right? So that's cute. But I equally, what I think happened was, he ate about four of them in a row.
Yeah, I was lying in my bed.
And he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I've got two lads coming over in a bit. This is going to go down a treat.
No.
Yeah, I fucking bet it is.
Didn't play out like that.
Yeah, we didn't play out like that in the end, but I bet that was your thoughts.
The guts thing
it's
I
probably
kicked
good for
in.
Me. Cleared me out. Yeah.
Yeah. I took it like a, yeah, a gnarly shit this morning. Definitely. It was bad. Destroyed that public toilet on Venice Beach.
Oh. That can't
things
be very nice
for
morning shit.
No, it's not. Especially when you go for a morning shit and end up with paint on your jacket.
Well, I'll have the memories forever.
That's even worse. And you're hungover and you've broken
that.
Your wrist.
It's not heavy, but the wrist did it too because I had to lock it with my right instead of my left. If I,
yeah.
I had to get too close to the door to lock it.
I can just imagine you being
up.
Like, oh. Pain on my jacket.
Yeah, it's definitely not the worst situation I've woken up to or dealt with a hangover.
Mm.
But yeah, that's always
still not ideal though, is it? Did you see that? I don't know if you saw how like expensive your jacket actually was, but the briefcases, not the briefcases, the rucksacks are like a solid 400 to a grand 500.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know
it lasted
well.
A while.
Still good.
Until you fucked it up on paint. You're acting as if it like fucked up due to wear and tear. Well, it lasted a while. Like,
yeah.
it would still be fine if you didn't.
There is no. It is coming apart. Some of the seams.
No, is it?
You get little feathers floating up every now.
Feather.io plug. Check that website out.
Huh?
Feather.io. My company.
Okay.
I showed you the website when we was pissed in the bar. Can you not even remember it?
No.
Fuck's sake.
It took him like 20 beers to have enough courage to show you that website, man. You can't even remember it.
The website's incredible, man. I'm so proud of it.
.io. What's that about? Can't you afford like a .com, like
no
a normal
way.
Person?
Of course not. Feather.com was going to cost like grands and actually IO is the new thing for startups, tech startups.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Just
don't
does
know.
It have any basis in
it's the new
you,
thing.
It's new thing. In computer science it means input and output, but I'm fairly sure that's not what it means on the web.
Gotcha. So what's the joke that you do with the robot? Tell us that at least. Give us that.
It depends, man. They all change depending on what the thing is.
Give us one example.
So when I did International Women's Day, the robot is supposed to be gender neutral, but
yeah.
The Japanese call it a male, and I call it a female and call it Pepper.
Yeah.
Basically, the joke was saying that because I call her a female and I introduce her as a female, she makes a joke about gender gender neutral stuff, which I wasn't obviously allowed to do in the last couple of years, but I used to do a joke where it was basically like, something like Josh calls me a female, but my makers call me gender neutral.
Yeah.
But I think Josh calls me a famous female because I can do more than him, or I can do my job better than him being a male. Or it was some like pun on the fact that it's International Women's Day, and and it made all the females that like never leave their house.
Yeah.
Like, that's so jolly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll listen to that handsome 20-year-old talking.
Nice.
Just like my way in. You know? I'm glad we got into that conversation as well, because if we didn't have that conversation, Paris wouldn't have found my Instagram.
Yeah, I was thinking back, I was trying to remember what from the conversation was when you mentioned, yeah.
Because you said, do you think you could go out there for 5 minutes? And then you said, it's like you...
You'd crash, you'd die at Paris, and you would too, Josh.
You said you'd have to be good at public
speaking.
I told
her she was gonna die.
What?
You said I wouldn't be good at public speaking, and I said actually, I have.
Oh, is that when you put up?
And that was when we spoke about it, and then she said, "What's your opening gambit?" And I was like, "What the fuck is a gambit?" And then and that's how we got into it. I was like, "My robot."
Right on. There you go. Matchmaker.
And don't call me Shirley.
Fucking matchmaker.
Mate, we're all fucking...
How long did you guys spend talking about your hometown? Oh, give us a look at that. Yeah, show me your legs. Right on.
Fuck's sake. I'm gonna have to do it now, no.
Yeah, you should get on that. I need to get out of town. This guy needs to find somewhere to sleep. Or you got a Bumble.
Can you stay here?
You got a Bumble girl you need to meet up with, don't you?
Do you actually?
Maybe, I don't know.
My guy.
I'm Bumble Pro, man. This is the first day. This is the first day I've done my laundry the whole time. It's normally, and by the way, can I use your laundry machine, please? Just wake me up when it's ready. But I've noticed it's better dating older girls, because they generally like, you know, better laundry facilities. They take care of you, better stuff in their fridge.
Yeah.
They're more likely just to be like, oh, I'm going to work. You know, just lock the door when you... ready to leave.
I wouldn't leave you in my apartment.
Yeah, I'm surprised they all
no matter how good you gave it to me.
They all leave me. Maybe because I pretend to be asleep. Are you going to work? I'll just lie here for a bit. Is that alright? Like, yeah, that's alright. Lock the door. I just wake up 3 hours later. It's the way to do it, man.
It's because that's what the girl does in Crocodile Dundee. That's where they got the idea that it's safe to do that.
I haven't seen Crocodile Dundee. All Americans have seen Crocodile Dundee. Not me.
Yeah, that's our education on the subject.
It's Australia through and through.
Somebody fucking around outside the van here.
I can hear him.
Nah, that's me running my toes over the guitar strings.
Good.
I thought you guys would enjoy that, but you both just thought it was someone vandalizing the van. I placed a banana peel right outside his door today. He didn't trip on it.
Oh.
I thought it would be funny, but...
I did think it was probably you when I saw it.
So can you not park here?
I can, but there's like... four dogs going off at like the slightest noise right
next to
my
van. Might be put away now. I haven't heard them since we've been over here. And they're loud.
I don't want to get woken up by them.
Can you not go down to the road where his van was when we met?
Yeah, I'm not worried about where I go. It'll be fine.
But do you just have to drive around looking at each sign until you find...
It's not that hard. Hollywood's the worst. You know? That's the worst ever. I got a parking ticket last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're not going to pay it.
I've thrown it in the bin already. I only brought it in as a point of interest to look at.
It was a point of interest.
Yeah, otherwise I just would have thrown it straight on the floor. Yeah.
Could have kept it as a souvenir.
Yeah, I could have. But yeah, it's not that hard, really, don't you think? Realistically. Sometimes you have to drive around for 3 or 4 minutes trying to find a spot, but not that bad.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Well, TEDx. Your TED Talk. TEDx. I run TEDx, sorry. Well, I didn't run it. I built the app for it.
I lied.
These pronies are going to my fucking head now.
Yeah, so you built the app.
Oh, mate, it's so lovely.
You built the app for TEDx.
Surrey, yeah, where I was, where I went to uni.
Just for Surrey, or?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's right, a lot like a Stella. That, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks, brother.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Would you like one?
No, I'm alright. I'm off. It's poison, man. It's poison.
It is.
Yeah, but it's good poison.
Delicious poison.
It's delicious, isn't it? It's a lovely beer.
I haven't smoked weed for, like, years and years, right? I quit a long time ago, but I've just been smoking again since being in California and been enjoying it.
It's a much better drug.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your perspective, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Probably is.
Well, it's less taxing, for sure. Like, you know, no hangovers.
Mate, when you're a machine like me, I woke up this morning feeling fine.
Crispy?
Fine, mate. Crispy. I was like, Josh, I got a message, Josh, I'm picking you up in 15 minutes or 13 minutes. And I was like, right, shower done, clothes done, packed, done.
A normal person shower or a proper?
Normal a person pommy, shower.
Not a pommy
shower. My normal person shower is like 5 to 10 minutes anyway. Okay. So all I had to do was go outside and put some pants on and I was there.
Threw your bloody cotton trousers on.
Threw my chef pants on.
Nice.
We'll check in 5 years, see how it's going.
On your pants?
No, on the drinking. See if you're still having as much fun.
Well, I'd have liver failure for sure.
Probably, yeah.
No.
I think English can drink more than Australians, but Australians have the general perception that they can drink more than
they
English.
Do. Yeah, they can't. We're all binge drinkers, Mom.
Yeah.
All binge drinkers. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Chat shit and drink beer.
Talk about the football and drink beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't have that many English friends in London. But I think
what was
that's
you doing
just
there?
London.
What was you
like
doing
lots
there?
Lots of international people. I was working for an Italian oil and gas company.
Selling your soul.
Yeah, I didn't really give a shit about the job. It's just something to live in London.
Did they pay for your accommodation then?
No. They just paid me a straight wage and I just sorted everything else out.
Fair enough.
Good city, man. Fuck.
Good yeah, city. It is a good city. Other than the crime rate and the homeless rate. And
I didn't experience any crime.
Ridiculous prices on rent, on beer. Beer is like £6 a pint, about £5 to £6 in central London.
Yeah, it's too much.
That's crazy that California is a more reasonable place compared to London.
London's a joke, man. London's a great city if you've got money. If it's not, it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I'm in the good part.
The latter.
Yeah, exactly.
The former. However you put it, yeah.
This
yeah, I don't know how people survive, man, just, like, pulling beers for, like, £6 an hour or so. And then they end up living in somewhere, like, where you wouldn't let your dog live, like, bad.
Oh, man, so gross.
Cramped.
Some of the places I've lived, like, honestly, not good.
No.
Not good.
You've made it now.
Barely.
Are you leaving some hair on your mustache?
Huh? I'm gonna be like you, you know.
Have you left a bit of hair there?
No, I just haven't. Fuck, I've been too hungover to shave my face.
Lift your face up to the light a bit. You have left a mustache there.
I've got like. It's not just. Do you like it? I'll go to Chicago and I'll shave the rest of my face, but not the mustache, just for you.
Yeah.
And then on Monday before I fly home, I'll send you a photo.
All right. Yeah, do that.
And then when everybody asks me why I look like a paedophile, I'll say because my paedophile mate, he's got a mustache and he looks good with it.
You guys should explain for the benefit of the podcast how luscious my mustache is right now, because obviously they can't tell, right? So. I don't know who wants to go first.
I mean, it doesn't look...
One of you two should pick it up.
I don't think it looks that much different, you know, to what it was when I first met you.
Only met me a couple days ago.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's not going to fill out that much.
This is where I'm going to fuck him. Hard.
Okay. Is he leaving, or...?
No.
I'm holding the camera.
Do you remember when the first day I met you, was talking about your mustache?
I don't want you to fuck me hard. Yeah.
You don't. No, but I'm gonna. So you bend over and pull your pants down, because it'll make it easier for you if you do that.
Take me out for dinner or something first.
Your cooperation will make this a lot easier for both of us.
I can deal with it.
Right. On the first day I met you, you said to me, "Look how sparse your mustache was." Do you remember?
Yeah.
You did say that.
I did.
And
you just
said, "It hasn't changed much since I met you." Right? So, therefore, have I not just sat him down?
Have I not just sat him down?
Consider yourself sat down. And don't call me sat down.
Have I not just sat him down?
Yes.
That settles that.
Right? That's it.
Yeah, I agree. It's sparse. It's sparser than...
Oh, I'm glad we got it. As a team.
Sat him down.
Cold sore umbrella. We're watching other people's comedy skits. We're waiting for your return from Walt Disney's.
Paris.
Yeah.
Je ne parle pas français.
It was actually sick, you know. I thought it was going to be really overpriced and rubbish.
I love roller coasters, as long as they're not too rattly. Give me a fucking headache, as long as they're smooth.
Oh, God, you're such a faggot. I'm going to show you some of the best ofs. Some of the best ofs. Look, I saw fucking Lightning McQueen from Cars today. Don't know if you've seen that film. Mm-hmm.
That's the guy in the background. You're kidding me!
Yeah, seriously. The Americans are just stupid. But... Look at that. And then we've got... What else you got? Me photobombing some guy.
I thought that was someone with like a golden afro, but...
Oh, so was it? It was fun, you know? That was a shit
moonwalk. Show me a photo of Paris. I just want to see if I remember it correctly.
No, I can't really see it. There's no, I haven't actually got any of it.
Yeah, go up. I saw some up there.
Yeah.
Isn't that some in the black? Wearing black?
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah.
There's heaps, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I forgot about all these photos I've taken.
Give me a look.
She's got your mom's ears on.
Nah, she's boring.
Pass me the phone, man.
Do you want to look at her Instagram if it makes you feel better?
Yeah. Actually, no, I want to see the real photos.
Yeah, but okay, well, I can't. My phone.
Just unplug it for one second. You're going to miss out on like 0.5% throughout this whole thing.
Say what you will about Australians, but I don't rate them that much.
It's the red-headed ones, I think.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
Yeah, she's cute.
Body for days, mate. It is an absolute screamer of a body.
Pretty decent rig.
Mm. Right on, man. All kinds of new lingo you guys are giving me.
I was showing you the photos of Disneyland, but that's alright.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Show us some other... Show us a ride.
I didn't film a ride.
That was a waste of an opportunity.
Got a photo with the back door.
Bit of reverse camel. Smelling what I'm
this
stepping
is a, this is just on one of the rides earlier on. We look well cute. Look how cute we look in this. That was good, didn't it?
Yeah. My eyes are closed.
Oh, honestly,
I actually thought I took my photo.
When she looks at me like this.
Oh, no.
She looked. She turned around and looked at me like that earlier, and I thought.
She's the one.
That's it.
Chilean women marry this are girl. Always beautiful.
Chilean. That was a fun day.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad, man. Glad you had fun. Glad I could make that happen for you.
You did, yeah. When it's a Monsters Inc. thing. Some like weird ride for that. That was good. What's it?
Can't believe she didn't say hi to me this morning in Paris. Yeah, tell her I'm offended about it.
I was had her tonight.
Deeply offended. Say deeply offended.
I'll say that for you. If you want.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah. I got your back, man. Don't ever question my loyalty to you.
Yeah, no. I mean, you've come out of your way to get here.
I have fucking come out of my way to get here. The scooters straight there.
We're just a bonus, but really, you know, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Happy day. Who are my two watches?
Yeah. Two watches and a watch on your phone.
Oof.
You're not going to be late for anything.
Three watch right, they do call me that.
Three watch right.
Yeah.
Any relation to the Wright brothers?
Nah. I'm not good at building planes.
Neither were they, really.
They were.
The basic framework of the idea was there. I'm not sure the execution was...
No, the execution was off.
Yeah. You'll be sleeping in style tonight then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep? Do you sleep over normally? You got a rule? Try to get out of there?
No.
You come and get out?
I mean, he's going to be all the way in Hollywood, so that would be the move, right?
Mm-hmm. To sleep or to come and get out of there?
Sleep. Save yourself making the trip.
I still like
but I got to check out my Airbnb like to tomorrow out. Morning.
Yeah. Mm. So. Oh, tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm flying tomorrow at like 3:30.
The traffic will be horrendous coming back tomorrow.
She has a job interview in the morning.
She might kick you out, man.
Yeah, so I'm thinking no matter how late I stay anyway, I'll come back and she's going to drive me to the airport tomorrow. So.
Nice.
Show me your Instagram, please.
Get comfy for this.
Get settled in.
Oh man.
Give us a look.
Can you fucking calm down a bit? You're really starting to piss me off now. Fucking hell, me this, me that. Will you just fucking relax? It's not all about you.
But here it is anyway.
We should wrap this up, get you over to Hollywood, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Just get you on the road.
Yeah.
Before it gets too late.
Yeah. It'd be alright. Just be nice to sleep in a smaller town tonight. Have a house to hang out at here in a few days. Rest up my gimpy fucking wrist. I got work to do in a couple weeks. Make some money on this van.
Yeah, you do need to do that.
Let's get a photo.
We do need to get a photo.
Yeah.
Let me, I'll work out, there is a way you can do the timer thing on these phones, so let me try to figure it out.
Look, man, if it's gonna take you 10 minutes, I'll be able to sort it out.
I'll be able to do it. I work in tech.
This ain't no bloody shitty robot show, man. We need to take a photo and get out of here.
Can you stop being a fucking sassy cunt?
I thought we were ribbing each other, man.
I'm gonna fucking rib you in a minute.
Closing remarks for the show. If you could sum up California
into violence
in a word or a couple.
Sum up California in a word. Easy.
Yeah.
Surely.
Mine would have to be Tuckerera. What was it? For half of California, instead of saying Tuckerera, he was saying
Tuckerera.
Yeah. And I remember.
That's what happens when you take a boy from West Virginia and let him wander the earth.
Tuckerera. That's how I describe California.
My people don't leave where they come from like that. You know, it's where all the incest jokes come from.
Yeah, I can believe that. What about yourself? What would you say in California? No, I'm not asking if you're incest.
Yeah, what about you? Oh, do you like incest?
What's wrong, subject? Would you like to stick your fucking thumb up your mum's ass or not?
Incest Hi, is Mom. Best.
Keep it in the family.
Couple of words.
And don't say surely.
You could do it in like Tinder profile style where people just surmise their whole personality by like three words like coffee, jogging, yoga.
That's pretty California.
You know?
Could you that fucking imagine?
That deserved more.
Could you imagine being the person that sits there and goes, right, I'm going to make a Tinder profile.
Coffee.
Oh, my God. Bio. Let's have a look. Let me think.
Coffee emoticon.
Coffee. Couldn't even without that. Coffee. Oh, my God. Jogging. Yeah. Every morning. Yoga. What a bitch. I would never. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here. I'm getting aggressive again.
Yeah.
So that girl on the bar the other
I think night. We're both getting tired now.
Yeah.
We've got to wrap it up before we fight each other.
On your knees.
I can't wait to
van.
Fucking never see you again. I'm so excited. You're a great guy, but I can't fucking wait to never see you again.
Yeah. 3 days, isn't that?
Yeah, three days.
Wow, 3 days. That goes quick.
Fucking hell. Third day anniversary.
Time flies, man.
You better get me a present for our fourth day anniversary.
I was going to get you a Mickey Mouse watch, but fucking now. Back to the drawing board on that one.
Yeah, fucking right.
Did you have some words, bro?
To
summarize. What's yours?
No.
You got to come up with some.
You got to, man.
You got to say it.
What did we have so far?
Tuckerera.
Surely.
You're just making fun of me there. That's not even.
You can use agreeance as a word if you want.
Oh, that's not bad. That should have been yours,
Alright. Edit it around, man, so that I say agreeance instead of Tuckerera.
No, I think that's
too much work.
Tuckerera.
I think that's funny.
What do you think? I have an editor or something? Like, it's just me and Starbucks, man. Can only stay so long.
You gotta give us some final remarks. Other than the fact
we're
that
we're not leaving, man.
Yeah, you've met the best people ever. Other than that,
It has been. The whole international couch surfing thing has opened my eyes for sure. How easy it is just to make connections, and it's been fucking real. Surf and tacos and it's been magical, dudes. Oh, good thing it's not a video podcast.
Yeah, that would have been gay, right?
Even the sound of the high-fiving wasn't really like a good popping. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it sounded like balls hitting thighs.
Don't say that. That makes it so much worse.
Fucking let's hit even some do balls that against thighs just to get some comparison so the people at home know that it wasn't actually that.
We're steaming up the windows, fellas.
Don't say that after a joke about slapping balls against thighs.
That's what I was going for.
Fuck is wrong with you? Oh, really? Is that what it was?
Fucking open hell. The window, let's get a bloody power raidiness and then let's go for round two. In
he's got some
minutes.
Pro plus.
Oh, your baby's waiting for it. Your scooter's still there.
Yes, look at that fucking screamer out there. You know what? You know, a lot of people get calendars, black like models.
Purple.
Yeah. Like, all I fucking want for Christmas, and bear in mind, yes, boys, all I fucking want next year was a 2020 calendar of different models of electric scooters.
What about a gift certificate? What if I give you
$100
gift card for it?
No, I just
he's thought about it. He wants the calendar.
I want a calendar. I want to sit there in my shed with my granddad tossing myself off to perfect electric skewers.
Yeah.
Why are you with your granddad doing that?
Mate, fucking...
You always jerk off with your granddad.
Incest is the best. Doesn't that just look fantastic?
Don't slip on the banana peel on the way out, fella. Some comedians set one up below the door.
It's actually over there now.
Oh, you kicked it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really blame him for doing that.
Oh, man. Alright. Say hi to Paris for me.
Let's sign off. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been a fucking pleasure.
Take care of yourselves, guys. Yeah, we gotta keep in touch.
100%, man. Definitely. Should do, especially if you're going to Europe.
Yeah.
Are you on? You're on Facebook, right?
Get me.
And roll credits. Thanks to everyone for checking out the show. Thanks to Zach and Josh for being on the podcast. Zach, you're a second time guest now, so look at you. Keep an eye out soon. I got a couple episodes coming out with friends from the military that I recorded on my way back to West Virginia. Recorded one in Phoenix and one in Oklahoma. And there's a lot of good stuff in those episodes. So as soon as I get them edited, they'll be coming your way. All right, that's all I got for today, guys. Josh, Zach, take care of yourselves. Be good. And let's rendezvous at the Chihuahua Taqueria in, I don't know, about 11 months or something. How's that sound? All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Be safe out there. Love you.